Phoneboy Speaks, episode 156, Paying Twice for Apps. So if you have an iOS device, or actually you have two iOS devices, namely the iPhone and the iPad, sometimes you'll notice that applications come in either what they call universal versions, which run on both, or they come in a specific iPad version and an iPhone version. Now, I'm of two minds about this. And I don't mind paying separately for both, but there has to be a value there. And so let me describe what I mean. So for example, one of the apps that I have is an app called Drafts. And Drafts is a great tool if you're just trying to capture text from your mind and you're not quite sure exactly where you want to put it, but you want to capture it so that it can go where it needs to go later. And Drafts is really good at that because you can take the text and do all kinds of stuff with it. And then if you really get into the handlers and stuff, that you can direct it and, you know, chain it multiple places. And you know, so for example, I've got one action that calls that posts to Facebook, then calls another action which post to app.net and Twitter. So you can chain these actions together. Anyway, there's some different UI elements in this, you know, in these apps, and I don't think the iPad version is necessarily more expensive, and it doesn't, and really the UI is pretty simple, but it's, you know, okay, I can understand paying for more because there's less of a market for iPad stuff, and you know, you could either charge more for the universal app so that everybody pays the same price, or you make the iPad people pay a little bit more by charging them separately, which, again, I'm okay with that. But the app has to provide sufficient value. One app I'm kind of struggling with to do this is an app called Everclip, which is actually a great app. It runs in the background, and anything that gets dropped in the clipboard while it's still running in the background for about 10 minutes or so will then get captured, which you can then shuffle it off to Evernote. And it's all fairly easy and straightforward. It's great for capturing articles off of social networks and then turning them into something that I can read into Evernote later, which is, as I say, it's a fantastic way to do it. And I like the tool, but they charge for the iPhone version is $2.99, which, okay, that's a fair price, but the iPad version is $5.99, and I'm struggling to see the unique value of having this on the iPad in an iPad version specifically. I guess you've got more screen real estate to read stuff, but mostly what Everclip is supposed to do is capture the stuff and put it into Evernote. So I'm not really reading stuff there. And again, the UI is not that different. So why is it $5.99 when the iPhone version is $2.99? That seems a bit excessive to me. And yeah, I'm not saying don't charge for it. You can maybe even charge a little extra for it, but double the price. I'm kind of not real happy with that, but and so therefore I haven't yet bought the iPad version. I just use the iPhone version in 2x, and you know, it's fine. I don't think I really need the full version, but that is that's an example. So yeah, again, I don't have a problem with people charging extra for iPad version and one that works because if it provides a value, and especially games do this. But if the app doesn't provide a whole lot of value in an iPad version other than just having it on an iPad, then come on, guys, what's the point? Don't screw your people that have iPad. Either in that case, you could probably develop a universal app and charge a little bit more money, or I disagree with, you know, just completely ripping people, iPad people off because you can. So, and I guess I'm only whining about $3, right? I mean, maybe I need to get my priorities in order, but, people get insensitive about these things and aren't rational. And that's, I think there are cases where, say doubling the price just doesn't, I'm not getting twice the value of having it on the iPad. That's my main complaint. So it seems like a little more like price gouging than, I'm actually getting real value for $3 more.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.com. www.phoneboy.com.